want to share this podcast episode to a friend of mine whom I met on a social platform called Kumu. And this is about betrayal. Betrayal in its earliest stages feels like a roller coaster. In some moments, you are drowning in your emotions. It is a mixture of regret, denial, shame, and anger, with the most profound form being pain. I'm a Christian, and as a Christian, I know that I must forgive the individuals involved, but the thought of this act feels almost impossible, and I'm pretty sure that's with any religion. With everything reminding you of what happened, it's hard to forgive and let go when there are so many aspects of the situation. Mentally, you keep replaying the events, wondering why or how someone could be so deceptive. Or, what did you do to deserve this treatment? Jesus Christ is the consensual of what betrayal entails. You see, for 3 years, Jesus was near Judas, although he was aware that he would be betrayed by him to his death. Still, Jesus walked with him, talked with him, even breaking bread on the night Satan would enter Judas. Jesus never treated Judas as the traitor he was, but instead he treated him just as he did with the other disciples. Jesus understood the purpose of his life, which was redemption, and Judas was part of it. Repeatedly, Jesus quoted the words that the Son of Man must suffer. What a seemingly tragic outlook on life, yet those words provide us with eternal hope. Though Christ's suffering, the cross, and the blood that was shed on our behalf, we now possess the power to overcome. In life, we must suffer as well. We will encounter hard times with hard-hearted people. These individuals may even pretend to have a heart for you. But wisdom will show you in time their deception. The night of Jesus' betrayal, Judas came to greet him with a kiss that would begin the most horrific night of all. But in the end, Jesus reigned. He reigned in victory. I believe that Jesus wants you, my friend. He wants you to know that you will overcome, and he has and he will give you victory over your betrayal as well. God never intended for us to walk through seasons of such betrayal. When he created the foundations of the earth, the light and the darkness, the creatures and men, he called it good. Because of the fall of man, sin entered the world. Though sin has entered, God has still triumphed. Therefore, by faith, hiding the word in your heart and a lot of prayers, much prayers, this too can be your ending. So be courageous. Be encouraged.